brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Continuing with your phone calls throughout the final 2 hours we have here in front of us. Webster Tarpley pops in for 30 minutes in the next hour. He's done a detailed breakdown and analysis of what happened at Fort Hood a few weeks ago. He says it looks like an inside job, false flag op, with a drill they were running. That's coming up with Dr. Tarpley. Towards the end of the last hour, I'm going to play some clips from the Watchmen movie. I saw it a few months ago in theaters. I got the DVD. I want to show you a clip at the end of the film where the Luciferian character stages a terror attack worldwide to bring in world government to save everyone, to end war. And Dr. Manhattan, the new God-man that the Illuminati believes they're building towards, he then understands and thanks these previous bad guy for staging the terror attacks. It's total Illuminati revelation of the method in your face. That's coming up at the end of the broadcast today. I'm going to break that down. Right now, let's go back quickly to Terry. I had Terry on for several segments because I hadn't talked to him in a long time. I guess he got through. He's one of the pastors that sent me the secret FEMA clergy response team documents right at 2 years before it broke mainstream news. People couldn't believe it, that they were secretly recruiting the preachers. And, yes, I do feel like I am a watchman at the gates. This huge army's marching up. They're battering down the door. Traitors inside the castle are opening the drawbridge. And I'm telling the lazy population, hey, we're being overrun here. And they're saying, shut up, conspiracy theorist, as flaming arrows come over the parapets. You were saying, if you kill the watchman, go ahead.
If you kill the watchman, the people become aware and they become ready to fight. So what always happens is they never usually go for the watchman himself because he's the lookout. He stands out above everyone else. They always go for those who are around him to cause he himself to step away from what he's doing.
Exactly. That's predatory logic. That's like lions and tigers and other wolves, coyotes, go after the weak sheep or the weak deer or the weak gazelle, because if you shoot the head blackbird, the one that is the leader that takes off first and they all copy him, they'll all fly away. But if you sit there whacking the birds in the back, nothing happens. I mean, I've likened it to the New World Order is hunting us, and they want to bring us all down incrementally. And I'm like a five-point buck coming out into the field, and if they shoot me, I'm chasing after a doe. If they shoot me, that big 20-point giant freak of nature, that big 20-point, he's not going to come out. That 20-point is the entire population. And so, very good point, sir.
And the other thing I wanted to point out to you, Alex, is irregardless of who they go after under you, don't lose your focus as a watchman, because as a watchman, you are letting the people know, and so are the rest of us, letting the people know what's going on, and that is all done by design by God. And I don't want to hold anybody up, but in the mainstream news, I mean, more and more, you see it on the news. Every time they have a police or chasing someone to get to the houses, whatever, everyone is in jungle garb, you know, using military uniforms and everything.
They're acclimating us to the same uniforms, yes.
Yes, and I also wanted to mention, I sent you an email on this, about the Continental Congress. It started on November 11th. It's in session for 21 days in Illinois. Nobody is even talking about it.
Well, we've talked about it a few times, and I'm not poo-pooing it. I mean, it's a good group to focus and come up with ideas, and I appreciate your call. It's good to hear from you, my friend. It's just that the Continental Congress was the leaders of the 13 colonies. So there were 13 governors or 13 legislative heads meeting saying they were seceding from the Union. Believe me, we'd be covering it. It's just, it's kind of like the Republic of Texas 12, 13, 14 years ago just declaring themselves president right off the bat. No, you go to the legislature and do that. And Texas does have a right to secede. We'll be right back.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I am here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We always simulcast in the last 2 hours at PrisonPlanet.tv when the radio show, the syndicated radio broadcast, shifts gears and becomes a television show as well. I have a huge news blitz I want to go over now, then we'll continue with your phone calls. Then Dr. Webster Griffin Tarpley, Doctor of History and Economics, is joining us for 30 minutes in the last hour to detail a massively researched piece he wrote for InfoWars.com, asking the question, was the Fort Hood shooter a patsy, part of a drill? And the evidence shows that is the case. So that's coming up later in the last hour. Also, my review of The Watchmen. I saw it a few months ago in the theater. I now have the DVD. I'm going to play a few minutes of it from the end, where this secret society stages terror attacks worldwide to then bring in a world government for world peace. And Dr. Manhattan, the good guy, decides, oh, I see, I love it that you nuked a bunch of cities and killed a bunch of people. That's loving. The end justifies the means. So massively evil, total Illuminati programming, but this will give you an idea of their mindset as they give the public the revelation of the method. But as I walked out of the theater, people all around were saying, I don't get it, I don't understand. And all these editorials and all these articles said, no one gets the Watchmen. No one understands it. It's clear in your face. A 5-year-old should be able to understand this. But people have a compulsion to not see the truth. So that is coming up. Also, IMF head eyes global currency change, presses on yuan. So they're now moving away from the dollar. This is going to be devastating. You think the economy's bad with really over 20% unemployment. Government says over 10. All the big mainline economists say over 20. You ain't seen nothing yet. It could all stop if we remove the New World Order bankers. I'm identifying them, not the liberals, not the conservatives, not their puppets. But phase one in ending the Fed, removing the economic dictatorship, is first shattering the left-right paradigm so people understand that Republicans come and go. But the eugenics empire run by the big banks, the eco-science system that the White House science czar talks about, remains the same. But I did want to have a bit of a light moment here on air today. In my hand, I'm holding a new form of toilet paper. And in the last decade or so, I've seen Republicans and conservatives and libertarians put out paper that has the United Nations symbol on it. And I've seen them put it out that has Democrats on it. Or I've seen the liberals put out toilet paper that has George Bush on it. But we're now seeing a bellwether of toilet paper selling all over the internet that does have Bank Pork Frank, Fraud Dodd, Bankster Palsy Pelosi, Greedy Reed, Bankster Buddy Obama, Beltway Backroom Biden, but then it says SEC No Evil Cox, McPork McCain, Allen Fraud Scam, Ben Bankster Buddy Bailout Bernanke, Ka-ching Cheney, Bankster Buddy Bush the Moron. It's bipartisan toilet paper. I remember years ago saying we need toilet paper. They do take themselves a little too seriously. This is from BanksterBuster.com. We want to thank Dave for sending us this. I was sent two rolls. We will use this in the office. Back today, we'll go put these on the rolls, and you guys are happy with it. And here we are. But it is a bellwether. People are getting it. And I went and looked after I saw this morning. There's lots of brands of bipartisan toilet paper. Throw the bums out. They're all puppets. Except for people like Ron Paul, who transcend the left-right paradigm and point out the real power structure. Stuff like Anna Nicole Smith isn't what's important. Or O.J. Simpson. This is what is important. Shattering the left-right paradigm. So very, very, very excited. In fact, I need to sneeze. Maybe I should use it as a tissue. Okay, thought I'd have a little bit of fun there. Let's now go ahead and get into a news blitz here, and then back to Jim, Jerry, Steve, Gabe, Mike, and others that are patiently holding. Paul Watson wrote a story about this, but it's in the BBC, it's in the Surrey newspaper. It's all over the British news, and they are reporting it like it is a good thing. Guilty. Paul Clark faces at least 5 years in prison, that's the minimum sentence, for handing in a discarded shotgun. This is out of the Surrey newspaper. You guys printed me a printer version. Can I have the actual official version so people can see the letterhead and the news article? They don't tend to believe it unless it's from an official letterhead. However, this printer didn't print right. But you can also read a story that gives you a larger perspective on this at prisonplanet.com, written by Paul Joseph Watson. And it says, in his backyard, he saw a black shotgun. So he called the police. He's a military veteran, no criminal record. See, you served him. That's why they don't like you. That's who they're worried about. You've served them now. Now they want to give you a record. And he calls the police department and says, I'm going to bring this gun down to you. And they were waiting for him. And they said, touching a gun is illegal. The jury was instructed to convict him, being total 1984 puppets that would make Hitler proud and Stalin proud and Mao as well. They have a quote in here by the prosecutor, Brian Stalk, explained to the jury that possession of a firearm was a strict liability charge. See, it's It's this term. There's the actual article, Surrey Today, one of many. That's what zero tolerance is about. It's about targeting the mainstream, targeting people that are good, to terrorize them. That's the essence of their mind control. He said, therefore, Mr. Clark's allegedly honest intent was irrelevant. Just by having the gun in his possession, he was guilty of the charge and has no defense in law against it, he added. But despite this, Mr. Blackman urged members of the jury to consider how they would respond if they found the gun. He said, this is a very small case with a very big principle. So they're saying they're making an example out of him. And he'll be sentenced December 11th. The minimum sentence is 5 years in prison and a hefty fine. Go read the articles at prisonplanet.com. We have links to the article. We wrote our own story about it and added the articles of where people defend themselves with a knife when they're being attacked in their house. They get thrown in prison. The rapist gets released. We are the milk cows. We are the slaves. We are the aphids that the ants keep, basically milk. And the message is, you don't touch a gun. And it's meant to be absurdist. It's meant to be over the top. It's meant to shock us and train us to accept even more corruption and evil. It's like this Army enlisted lady who had a baby and they CPS'd it and said, you're not allowed to have babies while you're in the military. We're CPSing your baby and you're going back to Afghanistan. No other government's ever done that. The Soviets didn't do that. The Nazis didn't do that. The Israelis don't do that. The Cubans don't do that. The Germans don't do that. The British don't do that. It's absurd. It's like England announcing in many cities, you've got to have a license to be outdoors with your kid and be certified by the government that you're allowed to be with your child in public because you may be a pedophile, guilty until proven innocent. Everything for the children, but then real pedophiles and the UN who've been caught running giant child kidnapping rings, they don't get in trouble. You see how they're training you to just accept unbelievably ridiculous things? Do you understand how and why this is being done? Do you understand what this larger system is really all about? I mean, are you ready to understand that you're being conditioned and trained to accept more and more? It's like what happened 2 months ago at the G20. One of the activists was using Twitter. When the police went down to the university park, most of the people weren't even protesting. It was a Friday night. I had three reporters there. One of them got arrested. Rob Dew got arrested. Burmese barely made it out. I told Burmese that night, he called me. I said, they're encircling the park. They're going to arrest everybody. Get out now. Jason listened to me. I couldn't get a hold of Dew. Dew was there with the mainstream media. They let them out, but arrested him, then put a bunch of false charges on him that we're now beating in court. They even got the wrong day of his arrest in. We have video of what happened. They didn't erase the tapes, thank God. They did erase some people's tapes. They beat up and tortured Luke Radowski, had the military do it in a state prison. I mean, it was hellish for him. But why did they, in broad daylight on the Wednesday before that Friday, 2 days before, why did they go around with loudspeakers blaring, no one's allowed on the streets of Pittsburgh? Why did they drive up and hit with sound cannons 9-year-old kids with their footballs in their front yards? We have video of them driving around neighborhoods. Why did they use police dogs? Old ladies came out of a store with bags and were like, officer, what's wrong? Get the bleep out of here, lady. Releases the dogs to bite them. They would chase down because they couldn't find anybody who was violating the curfew to not be on the streets day or night. It was all randomly enforced, so they went to the university where the college kids were, and girls would run on bikes, and the police would run up. We showed the video and knock them off and then beat them with blood spewing out of their heads. And the cops are like, what, you don't like law enforcement, commie? So all of this is going on. All of this is happening. It's meant to be absurd. It's meant to be over the top. It's meant to be, why are police dogs biting old ladies? Why are police dogs in public schools with the kids lined up in random searches biting and ripping the bags open? Why are they tasering old women and pregnant women who ask why they have to, you know, sign a ticket or argue and say they weren't speeding? Why are they arresting a veteran who brings a shotgun in? He'll calls him and says, I got a shotgun, and they're there waiting to pounce on him, saying you're not allowed to touch it. They want to train you to just be paralyzed and go, I'll do whatever you say. I'll do whatever you say. And they admit, we're making an example out of you. That's why people will bring Dixie cups and knives to school to have a pie, and they'll arrest them saying they had knives.
question for you. Do you know what is in the air you're breathing? Do you know what chemicals are placed in the water you drink? Would you like to combat these intrusions? I'm not just talking toxins. I'm talking about chemicals that are harmful. Maybe now you understand why you feel tired so much. Change your life with Life Change Tea. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals and lose weight. Receive energy. There is no better investment than your body. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Friendly operators will take your order and answer your questions. Be set free and live better. GetTheTea.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Was a prisoner of doubt. Not anymore. I'm going to risk my life fighting these tyrants. I'm going to give them 110%. I love that term, 110%, because you can always give more. You can always do more than you thought you could. The mind has a governor. It's like a race car or a lawnmower. The globalists know you have amazing power, and they're afraid of you turning it loose against them. We're coming straight on.
stands. Okay, I just spent about 10 minutes on one article, and as you can see, I've probably got 20 or more here in the stack. I could do a Rush Limbaugh imitation. That's the audio version of holding up the stack on TV. Let me try to go through this as quickly as possible, but each one of these is just so important. Task Force opposes routine mammograms for women ages 40 to 49. Now, again, it's not just what I'm about to cover. It's the understanding of these people, and you can get the same understanding. When I know CNN's flavor of poison, and I knew when I read this, I already knew this report was issued because of all the other big reports by prestigious scientific organizations that aren't compartmentalized and have good scientists in them, that mammograms have been conclusively linked for more than a decade to the early onset of particularly aggressive breast cancers. Malignant tumors. And I knew when I read it, it was going to be a whitewash, because lately there's been a bunch of news out where they're admitting you shouldn't get mammograms until you're above the age of 50 because the danger of cancer from the mammograms outweighs the danger of getting cancer normally. And that's a whole other subject of the hormones in the food and the water, the same hormones that feminize men, over-feminize women, cause hormonal imbalances, soy, fluoride, mercury, the list goes on and on. So it's not just mammograms giving you cancer. It's not just cell phones increasing brain cancer, though it's now completely confirmed, and it turns out in 1981, when they were certifying the latest cell phone technologies that they knew then, the internal telephone companies and technology companies that developed it, they knew, just like they knew Prozac made people commit suicide and go nuts. Homicidal mania. But there's several articles here. There's several points. I knew what it was going to say before I read it. And I read, and it said, oh, yeah, they're saying they still recommend it for women 50 to 74, but they don't recommend it for women 40 to 49, but they don't say why it's recommended. Well, I just put in the search box mammogram cancer risk and got hundreds and hundreds of articles. I quit looking after about 30 minutes. I had more research to do. Couldn't sleep. Wanting to fight the New World Order. And the first article popped up. I just printed one. You can go read hundreds if you'd like. Read the studies. Mammograms can increase breast cancer risk. Here's the Mail Online 2006, major newspaper. And Natural News had an article, mammograms offer no health benefits whatsoever, doctors conclude. And then they have all the links to the actual studies, an increase in breast cancer in study after study. You can go to this article. It's the best one I found that had a boil down. I like Natural News because they're similar to us in that they do articles that are just every line is links. Every line is links to documents. I just love that. I just love ramming that down their throat. Oh, I'm a conspiracy theorist, huh? That Mike Adams knows what he's doing. I love him. Love that whole crew over there. So they're doing a great job saving a lot of people. So when you wonder why your doctor's like, maybe you don't need that, they've been giving them to 20-year-old women. They also do a lot of false positives. I've got members of my family who had biopsies done on their lungs, and it would collapse their lung or break their ribs with a rib separator and almost kill them. They cut my grandmother's lung out. Didn't have cancer in it, and that killed her a few years later from all the complications. Most of these breast cancer tumors they remove were not cancerous, and they screw the women up that way. The chemotherapy drugs they give them a bunch of different blood disorders, autoimmune diseases. Most of the leukemias you see are now being triggered by the chemotherapy. I got chemotherapy killing a family member right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are back live. I'm going to continue with my news blitz and then your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. I have done 2.5 hours of radio broadcasts and haven't really plugged any of our sponsors that make this show possible. Please write down their names and numbers. Please think about supporting our sponsors. I mean, Rob Dew, I'm having to pay thousands of dollars to get his court case dismissed in Pittsburgh. Even though he was peacefully there videotaping, they let the mainstream TV stations out of the cordon and arrested him and then charged him with a bunch of crimes and put the wrong date on it and the wrong place on the other side of the city. And I'm not whining. We need your support. That's why I have produced, I don't have a copy of it in front of me. Oh, here's one. That's why I have produced Fall of the Republic. And here's the new cover for the second printing. This is the film exposing who the globalists are, how they're criminal, how they engineered the banking collapse, the different operations they're engaged in, how they're planning to bring in the global carbon tax, the gun control, the open borders. I mean, this film is incredible. We have an illegitimate criminal government. We must get the word out about this or we're going to go into deeper and deeper tyranny. And I cannot stress enough how important Fall of the Republic is and how when you purchase it, you also support future filmmaking and what we're doing here. Now, look, it's the holidays. It's Christmas. We've got discounts where you can get Aaron Russo. This is a film I just released, what, 6-7 months ago. The last interview he did before he died, last video interview, and the extras are the last radio interviews he did with me, where he laid down what Nick Rockefeller told him, everything, the IRS, the Federal Reserve. It's all exposed in Reflections and Warning. You can get this free with a whole bunch of different combo deals we have at InfoWars.com. You can get it free with Fall of the Republic, free with Endgame, free with the Obama deception. We got a bunch of different combo deals at InfoWars.com. You can also see Reflections and Warnings and Fall of the Republic and the David Icke hour-long interview exclusive we did. 5.5 years of media. My book, Paul Watson's book, all my films at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we're running a special that we run every year in November and December where you get 5 months free. It comes out to 5.5 months. Normally, you know, you already get a discount when you get a yearly membership instead of a monthly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. It comes down to like, I don't have the numbers in front of me, $3.50 a month, or close to half off. That's just a special I came up with 4 years ago. We set the same special, same price. It only happens this time of year. If you are a member, it's time to resubscribe for the year. If you're not a member, you want to do a trial, it's $5.95. That pays for the bandwidth, the equipment, the crew. I got 3 people out there running this TV show. And I'm not complaining. I'm saying if you believe in what we're doing and you believe in the mission we're carrying out and you believe in what we've got hanging over the edge here, then please become a PrisonPlanet.tv member, either a trial monthly or go get a yearly and get 5.5 months free right now. So you pay for 6.5 months, you get 5.5 months free. It's like $34, $35 for a year. Normally it's $59.95. Point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that it's all available at PrisonPlanet.tv. And peruse the huge shopping cart, T-shirts, books, movies, the best films I see, great T-shirt designs. We have a little bit of the Obama Joker shirts. I pulled them off for a while I was assessing how many we had left so that we didn't have to reprint any. When these are gone, they're gone. They're going back up in the next few days. All available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We're not funded by David Rockefeller or George Soros or Al Gore or the federal government, like all the mainstream TV networks are putting out their propaganda now admitting it. Totally illegal, according to the Congressional Budget Office and the General Accounting Office. They've had rulings that it's illegal. In fact, people don't believe that. Google General Accounting Office rules that White House paid press releases are illegal. That's what they call them, video press releases. General Accounting Office rules White House purchasing news illegal. Try that. And that was back during Bush. It's many times worse now. I mean, it's insane. We aren't funded by that. We're funded by our sponsors, by the products I sell, by your donations. And see it as a donation. I mean, when you're giving to the cause when you get the books and videos and materials. So 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, InfoWars, at P.O. Box 19549. That's P.O. Box 19549. Austin, Texas, 78760. And we try to have some reserves here. We try to be good stewards of the support. We try to be set up to withstand legal attacks, anything else that ever comes. Knock on wood, they haven't, except for having to get our guys out of jail when they try to go shoot video for you for us. Oh, I wish I wouldn't have woken up at 2:15 last night and couldn't sleep. So I'm starting to run out of gas here. Okay, I'm going to go to your calls and continue with news. I'm just going to hurriedly go through the stack of news in a moment. I wanted to thank one other group of sponsors, SurvivalSeedBank.com. Wonderful folks. In a real crisis, having a non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, Pilgrim, for example, when seeds are the highest value of any barter item. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds waged by the global elite who want to control us by controlling the food supply. Governments are storing seeds. The UN is storing seeds. Globalists of every stripe are storing seeds. Or the Arctic Circle, that's admitted. Why do you think this is? You know why. Control. Solutions from Science is trying to get the seeds out of the globalist hands into the hands of the people, one seed bank at a time, one family at a time. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com, get their high-quality Survival Seed Bank, or give them a call at 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. One other sponsor I want to tell you about is Diginet Personal Audio Video Recording Systems. They have sunglasses with a tiny hidden audio video camera with a little chip in it that records hours of video. Great to protect yourself from the police and the government and the media and the lying Big Brother system. Fight fire with fire. They're running a special for the End the Fed rally on November 22nd nationwide. Get 10% off the Diginet pins. You hit one button, it shoots video and audio. For the Alex Jones listeners, on their website, type in ETF09. That's the product code, ETF09, in the promo box. Or if you call, just mention In the Fed 09. Their toll-free number is 888-344-6681. 888-344-6681. Diginet.net. And also support our local AM and FM affiliates. Support our local AM and FM affiliates, support their local sponsors, and spread the word about the show wherever you listen to us. We're getting a lot of new affiliates. We're very, very thankful for them as well. That's the other part of the equation in getting the word out here. Let's go ahead and let's take some calls. Then I'm going to news blitz before Tarpley comes on. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in Maryland. Jim, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
As I was traveling in here, I commute in from Pennsylvania down to Maryland, down the corridor there, I-270. And I've been traveling this for probably 20-something years, but I've noticed over the years, especially just this past year since Obama got in, and they've been doing all these bridge work and road work. This morning,
yeah, that's part of the economic stimulus package. It's a payoff to the local constabulary, but it was also needed.
Yeah, well,
for every $30 given to the banks, $1 was given to infrastructure. But at least something happened. At least a blind hog does find an acorn occasionally.
This sign jumped out at me this morning. I've seen these things going in. They're near a truck weigh station.
And it always tells you, look for terrorists, look for an old lady who's lost.
Right. It says electronic screening site. They put these things up over the road, and I thought they were cameras at first. But I believe they're more of a RFID type reader.
They're reading trucks' GPS and their barcode transponders, transceivers. They're also different systems are reading your license plate.
Right, but it seems like the improvements that they're doing on the highway, it's more like a cattle chute. There is no. It lockdown could become lockdown very easily.
Oh, all over the country, they're putting cable barriers up on I-37 going to Corpus Christi, everywhere. And they admit it's to control us. No, what would a criminal group do that seized the banking system and the government and was robbing everyone? They would put in a police state to protect themselves. That's all this is.
Right. Exactly. And you're right on the head with the control grid. That's just part of it. So that's what prompted my call. But the pastor was on a while ago talking to you, and I was looking at, right when he got on there, I was looking at the same verse, Ezekiel 33:6. It says about you being the watchman. You know, I consider you a watchman. But if the watchman sees the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people will be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but the blood will I require at the watchman's hand. I believe your hands are clean, Alex, you know, and I wholeheartedly support what you're doing. Keep it up.
Well, thank you, sir. God bless you. Yeah, I didn't know what I was getting into 16 years ago, 14 years ago on air. I mean, I knew there were big banks and they were corrupt and there was a New World Order, but it was still off in the distance. And I did original research and read a lot of other people's good original research. But then in the late 90s, it started coming out in mainstream news that the UN runs giant child kidnapping rings. And I was like, what? And then I saw congressional hearings in 2002 where they admitted DynCorp does this and they don't get in trouble. And Rumsfeld said they're allowed to and laughed about it. It's like they're crushing us with evil. They're flaunting it. Those of us in the know, they're terrorizing us, and everybody else, they're just searing their conscience where we're trained to put up with anything. And then all the other stuff they do, and the globalists, you talk to them, you're like, well, there is population reduction going on. They go, well, what are you going to do for the earth? And it's creepy to know they're on my tail and coming at me from every angle. But it's really creepy to know I can be taken out of the game. That's all. I want to stay in the game. I want to get better. I want to be a better radio host. I want to tell the truth. I want to be more accurate. I want to make sure I cover all the angles for people. I want to be a good father. I want to be a good husband. I want to be good to my crew. I want to, at the same time, enjoy life and be able to see things. I have a wanderlust, but I can't enjoy that. I'm not complaining. We've all been robbed of our innocence. We've been robbed of our time. We've been robbed of our future. And I don't even hate my enemy anymore. I realize that 99% of the people carrying out this New World Order are just ignorant. They're under mind control. There's no other word for it. They're under a spell. And I'm more horrified for them. I never understood reading the Bible where Jesus is saying, "Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do," and other apostles after him actually feeling sorry for those that were persecuting him. But they were understanding these people are given over to pure evil. They're destroyed. They're losing their soul. They're losing their humanity. And I don't want to hate the BATF for bombing Oklahoma City. I don't want to hate all these people, especially their dumb minions that don't know what they're part of, or some young power-tripping cop who's brainwashed. I wish they could be good. I wish they could know what I know. I wish I could take them to the places I've been. I wish they could see with my eyes what I've seen. And I know they've seen a lot of things I haven't seen. You know, in the past, I've hated people that have attacked me in government and in media and in my own genre, as they call it, but also in other. And now I've lost that with greater discernment. And I'm more focused. I'm more peaceful. But in that quietness, I have such greater understanding. And in a way, I miss the flesh. And I still have a lot of flesh in me. I still have a lot of worldliness in me. But it's much weaker than it was a long time ago. And I almost miss hating my enemies and miss that because it was a distraction. It was a worldly distraction, kind of a tunnel vision to distract me from the larger mission I'm on so that I wouldn't have to just constantly sit here with the information just seething through me. And I don't even want to. Most days I don't cover the news. I do all the research and don't even cover most of it because I don't want to cover this. I don't want to focus and have the thoughts again I had earlier and the understanding and all the info. I mean, I'm like, I guess I'm kind of like a cop or something that is a detective and has done a couple hundred murder investigations. And at a certain point, I don't want to see dead families and blood and death and torture chambers. And that's what I see. That's what I do. And I have to watch the murderers in fancy $5,000 suits traipsing around, destroying my country, destroying our whole future. And it just goes on and on and on. And I can't stop. I can't give up. Even if I was a coward and wanted to give up, it's not in me. I can't do it. And if I give up, they'll come after me even more. I have to continue. We all have to continue. We're not getting out of this, folks. We're going through it. You understand? You're not backing out of this. We passed the point of no return into world government a long time ago. And that's the thing. I realize a lot of you don't know what you're in. Even I'm not talking about those of you that have been fighting this. You're in it too. But at least you know. It's like walking around a field at night with big 50-foot pits in it with spikes in the bottom. And I'm a guy saying, "You better have a flashlight. You better be careful out in that field. Man, there's some bad stuff. Look at history. I've fallen into those pits. I've seen a lot of other people fall into those pits. You better listen to me. This isn't a game." And I watch people laugh at me and go stumble off the cliff. And I go, "Did you just see him fall into that pit?" And I don't want the FBI and the military and the police and the bureaucrats and the corporate people to go along with this. I don't want to see them lost. I don't want to see them serve it. They think a lot of them at a primitive level, they're tough guys. That's how the world really works. And you're just weak and can't understand it. We're making the tough decisions and you just can't get, your mind wrapped around that. And, we're evil, but we're the evil that's protecting you. You know, we've got to be evil to defeat the real evil. And, that's the system that the lie. The mindset that's sold by them, that these merchants of death and merchants of lies and fraud and deceit push.
And I was never an evil person, but I could go there in my mind when I was young. I could see the beauty of evil. On the surface, it can look sexy and powerful. But then I really stuck my head into it and went, whoa, and pulled back. And it strengthened my humanity by pulling out of it. And there's those of you out there that think you're winning and think you have this power and think that you're out there just slaughtering and enslaving and abusing, and you don't think of us as human. There are people above you in levels far more wicked than you can imagine. And I have learned their mind. I have seen through their eyes. And let me tell you something. You better turn around right now and realize there is no turning around. We got to go through this.
From the company that brought you solar and preparedness quality you could bet your life on for over 15 years, now comes the best sale ever on Mountain House Foods. Right now, ReadyMadeResources.com has all Mountain House Foods on sale at 25% off. Go to ReadyMadeResources.com to see the variety of our quality Mountain House Foods in a wide selection for every taste, now at 25% off. And that includes free shipping on case lots. Mountain House Foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals. Yes, there is a catch. This 25% off sale only lasts through November 30th. Hurry. Go to readymaderesources.com or call toll free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry. Sale ends November 30th.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes, no one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free.
Jerry in Arkansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
It's nice to speak to you again. I want to commend you on being one of the few last credible sources of information out there. But I called to touch on the point that you said earlier about how the Bible is being changed and how this is really and truly a spiritual battle, although most of us only see the secular side. And I wanted to read something to the listeners out there real quick who think that Jesus was always a pacifist and believed in letting evil trample over him. My Lord said this, "But now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one." And he said that these things were going to be necessary for the transgressions that were coming concerning him at the end of time. We are in a very deep spiritual battle with these people who you talk about every day, who are the sons of Satan. And many of us are going to lose our bodies in this battle and our lives in this battle, but you won't lose your soul. And you have to understand that we are spiritual beings caught in a paradox of space and time.
And for anybody that doesn't know that, they have no discernment. We're on a planet in deep space. I've got the top CERN scientist in mainstream news saying they're about to open an interdimensional gate.
The beings who run this world that serve their god, Satan, they have illuminated knowledge that they have not shared with the rest of humanity, and they use
the... That's the big lie. They know if the public knew the truth, they'd instantly repent.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They know. That's the thing about the truly evil ones. They know all this. Kill, steal, and destroy. What does eco-science say? Kill us. Their religion was killing us 3,000 years ago, and it is today.
You're absolutely right. And we are so close to the end times. The great prophet Daniel said that at the end times, Babylon, which is this system we live under, not the place over there in Persia that we now call Iraq, Babylon, which is the system, would speak with the voice of the lion. You can look this up yourself. Now, what that means is the lion was a symbology for England. So in the end times, the world is going to speak English. The other night on CBS News, they were playing a little story about the beauty contest in South America, which, of course, I took some interest in. But these girls spoke and looked just as English and American, and you could not even pick up an accent in their voice. They're teaching the children in the middle of
it is the
Africa,
world.
England.
It is the global imperial language.
Absolutely, because they're preparing us for this new Babylon, this new one world system, one world order, in which they bring the chaos and then they bring the solutions. And that is the mission statement of the 33rd level. You know that. You tell people that every day, Alex, of the Masons, who are one of the inner sects.
Jerry, great points, but we're out of time. Back with the final hour in 70 seconds. More of your calls. Webster Tarpon.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.